lullaby that she whips. Ain't gonna keep it no mystery. Here's a key to my success. Capital J.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Notice the spirit is first. The spirit of wisdom said, don't you try to make your charisma work. You need an anointing. And the charisma will mimic the anointing for a season. But you want to be anointed and not just be full of charisma, because with charisma will eventually manifest craftiness.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues the Position for Promise series. Join us for part two of the message, Research and Development of Wisdom.
I like this. It is the soundness. I'm giving you a lot here. It is the soundness of all actions. Wisdom is the soundness of all actions. In other words, there's depth in her actions. There's depth. In other words, if you want to weigh heavier without standing on the scale, or without your weight physically changing, but your words to weigh something. When your words weigh, in other words, when you speak, the person hearing it feel the weight of your words. You want wisdom to be the originator of your words. Y'all follow what I said?
Yes.
That's powerful. If you want your words to be heavier, if you want glory or the kabod to rest upon your words, you need wisdom speaking through you. Yes. Glory to God, which will give you that. It will have soundness in your actions and in your speech. Soundness. In other words, if you want people to follow you, you need to be able to take them somewhere. And you want soundness in your actions. It makes sense. To be a believer, you don't have to be superhuman, but you need to make sense. What we do should not be contrary to knowledge. Right? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Glory to God. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable. It's the way we worship. It shouldn't be so weird that no one can understand it. It's the way we worship. Glory to God. For you are a chosen generation. You are a peculiar people. You are a holy nation. Right? Watch this. I was chosen for this generation. See, I can't be chosen for Moses' generation. He's gone. And everything that he did, people can't even identify with it. They went down to the brook and they drunk from the brook, and the brook was bitter. Right? They don't understand all that. What are you talking about? I went down to the pub, right? And that was bitter. See, I got to bring it to the day's society. Make sure you understand what's happening today. They didn't have entertainment there. There was no entertainment. When the sun went down, people did several things. I'm not going to go into them. But they did several things when the sun went down. One of them is they went to sleep. There was no entertainment. I got to get out. Man, I'm bored. There was none of that. So Moses didn't even have to deal with those kinds of distractions. Wherein when you leave here, if you're not careful, there was no advertisement when you go down Burger King, McDonald's, trying to get you to turn in there and get the tithe that you didn't give here. Everybody's calling for your tithe. You don't have a problem with it when I say there's something that rises up in you, but you give it to everybody. Wisdom says, give it to God. Ooh, I'm preaching. That ability, that capacity, I like that. That ability, that capacity and capability to comprehend. That ability, the capacity, and there's a greater capacity to comprehend today. In other words, God is not going to make wisdom so complex that young people. Notice Solomon said that the principle of the whole matter, the conclusion of the whole matter, is to fear God and keep his commandments. Even young people need to do that before the evil day comes. Wisdom says, I don't want you to get me when you're in your senior years. I want you to start working with me when you're young. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I'm not so complex that you can't understand me. It's simple instruction. She's mighty. She's crowned. She was there when God created it all. But the way she manifests is so simple and simplistic that no matter where you are in your intellectual heights or lows, she can make it plain to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I'm at a level. I'm on a new 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 level. Yes, I'm on a new level. But my teaching is not going to always be in the clouds. I have to make sure everybody can get it. Yes, I have a deeper understanding about what God is saying and doing. I'm on a new level. But I need to understand that people are not on new levels all of the time. Some of us, it takes us years to take three steps in God. And some of us, we can run in 1 year. And we got to be able to judge that and allow people to move into the sectors that God has called them to move in without holding them back. Wisdom says, I can let you go as long as you understand, and all of your getting, get an understanding that you can't win the war by yourself. You're going to need a team of people working with you. And when you get that team, you got to manage the team. Well, I'm preaching better than you, Sam. Glory to God. And you want to be able to say, I'm on a new level. This is a new year, and you can do some things that are powerful this year if wisdom is accompanying you. Ooh, thank you, God. So we're doing research and development. We're doing research and development this morning. Glory to God. Comprehend the capacity, the capability of comprehending and to judge, to even determine correctly. Do you know if you have wisdom, you don't get lost as much? If you have wisdom, when you're time to put something together, you read the instruction, you don't frustrate yourself as much. Just by reading it, come on, men, because we like, I got it, but never read the instruction. I got it. I know how to do it, but you just need to read the instructions. Take a moment, read the instructions, and see if all of the stuff that's supposed to be in the package is in the package, so when you get started, we don't get frustrated. Ladies read the package. They read the instruction, but we need to get the wisdom of God so we don't get frustrated and then look like we don't know what's going on. You got GPS. Why don't you just turn it on, and she'll talk to you all the way until you get to that doorstep that you're trying to get to, and you're not way on the other side of town because you weren't paying attention. Can we just read the instruction and get somewhere? I want to be farther along down the road or the path a year from now, and I'm guaranteed that if I get wisdom. What about just following the best course of action? Water will go down the path of least resistance. It doesn't like to confront stuff. That's water, right? But wisdom says, I'm going to make sure that I follow the best course of action, Sometimes it's more difficult than if I went down the road of least resistance, but the outcome will be better. So you want to look at outcome, not just what's easy. Sometimes it's harder. I've been training a little bit in the last 6 months, and I can tell that the tension is easier on the same weight that I used to struggle with, say, for instance, 6 months ago. I mean, I'm not hulking it, and I'm trying to hulk nothing. I'm past that, but I am trying to get leaner and meaner and a fighting machina. Y'all feel what I'm saying? What I found out is that when I do that, my mind is sharper too. I don't have sludge in my thoughts. So what's going on with him? I'm quicker in my mind just by changing a few things, right? There's another I'm on a new level. You want to be on another level? You start putting certain things into practice and you'll start seeing it. I get ample amount of vegetables, which feed my, I get protein. My body says, yes. Not potato chips, protein. I said, not potato chips, what? The body says, oh, yes, yes. Now I can work with it. And I can start feeding your brain cells. And you'll comprehend better. Wisdom, that's right. Check it out. When you get with kids and you wonder why they're struggling in school, what do you give them before they leave? Sugar? Or do they get good dairy and something that they can work with, protein? The sugar gonna make them all activated and they can't focus. But good parenting say, I'm gonna take you not the road of least resistance. I want you to have the better outcome. So I'll spend time working with you in the morning, which means I gotta get up early. I can't sleep and wave at you from the bed when you go into the bus stop. I got to be up before you and prepare in the moment. That's why you want kids, you need some wisdom. You want to raise them up right, you need some wisdom. You want to be a church leader, you need some wisdom. You got to be here before everybody else get here. And you got to be able to do what other people can't do. Take them a place. Take them to a place that they've never been before. You don't drop them off. You got to take them there. So you can't just say, well, I'm working with the kids and I'll get there when the kids, after the kids, I'll get there after the kids get there. You should be there to welcome the kids. And if you ever want to be a teacher in the school system, you can't come to your class late. You got to do your lesson plan before time. That's what wisdom requires. So you can have dearth. So you can have substance. So you can have value. So you can have capacity and you can grow. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know if you all know it, but I'm even preaching prophetically now. I'm giving you a word of wisdom of what she will do in your life and your outcome. It's one of the most powerful prophetic messages for the body here at large and around the world, because I'm not talking to individuals. I'm talking to the corporate body. She will lift this whole body up and move us down the road successfully together. We'll do it together. We'll experience it together. We'll work with it together as she does what she does. And she's powerful at doing it, at transporting us together, people and resources together, warships together, cargo ships together, companies working together with the church community, faith communities and working with businesses together in the community, even going, hallelujah, to the state house to impact the state house together, if we'll just learn how to embrace some wisdom. What's wrong with him? I'm on a new level. Thank you, God. And if you're on a new level, you can take people to the next level. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. It is the ability, the capability, as I said, to judge or to determine correctly, to follow the best course of action, to follow the best course of action based on knowledge now, not just intuition. Glory to God. Based on knowledge and understanding. Remember, in all of your getting, get what? Understanding. An understanding. So God didn't want us leading people and we don't understand. We're just following intuition or premonition. God wants us to have knowledge and understanding. The Apostle Paul declared that the message of the cross is foolishness to them which don't believe, to the Greeks, even to the philosophers. Glory to God. I mean, these are high-minded people, but he says the preaching of the cross is foolishness to a person who's intellectual. They will say, why would he die? Why would he allow the devil to live? He could have just killed the devil. You know what I'm saying? It's foolishness. You start preaching to the cross, it's right there. It's foolishness to the Greeks, to those who are trying to understand deep things and parables and Plato-type folk, Galileo-type individuals. Yeah, you preach the gospel to them, it's foolish. So you shouldn't be surprised when they look at you weird. But you also need to know it is the power of God. So if it's the power of God, why I allow someone to say, well, you sound weird initially, to stop me from walking in power? Would I get intimidated because they don't understand it and it's foolishness? All I got to do is still work with confidence and keep on preaching the gospel, because eventually the power of God will explode in that person's mind who believes that what I'm saying is foolishness initially. Right. To the Greeks, it's foolishness, Paul said. But to those who believe, once you understand, he said, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. I want you to read in your leisure 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 18 through 25 and you'll see exactly what I said. Once you believe, it is the wisdom of God. It's foolishness to you that been down the halls of academia, but once you believe, it makes sense. Once faith kicks in, oh man, wow, I see how that works. You'll see how you've minimized God's power and maximized your intellect, but wisdom will kind of change that. God's power is greater than my intellect. Then once that happens, I can flow with it. Against the wisdom of God, Paul began to contrast some things. First of all, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. And you'll see that wisdom, there's a wisdom of this world. As I was ministering on Friday night, what world created you, man? Was it the ancient world, the Nephilim? Or is it the kingdom of God that's producing you? You have to decide. That's why every man must be born again. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolishness the wisdom of the world, of this world? So there is a wisdom of this world, and you need to understand it. And people, if you got the wisdom of the world, they'll say, man, you know what I'm saying? You'll learn, or you're open. What do they call it? You're woke. You're woke. You're awakened, right? But you got to be awakened to what? Thank God for the women in this church that are awakened to the move of the Spirit of God and to who you are in Christ. Ain't nobody going to make you Aunt Jemima. Nobody going to have you barefoot and tell you you can't flow. Nobody going to take some scripture and put shackles on you. We want you to grow further. Go further. We want you to know who God is and have. Go for your degree, but make sure wisdom is there first so you can amply apply knowledge. Thank you, Lord. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 4, we have what we call human wisdom. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing or persuasive words of human wisdom. So here you have people who want to learn big words and then know how to tie them together, and it's human. But Paul said, when I came to you, I didn't use big, grandiose words just to blow your mind and preach to you like that, because I never wanted you to rest in human wisdom. But this is a major pivoting passage for those who have a desire to become more prophetic, picking up the prophetic mantle. There's a lot of people with powerful words, and people are gravitating to them because they seem to have human wisdom. But Paul said, I rejected that. My speech was not, I didn't preach with you with enticing or persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration, in activation and demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Notice the Spirit is first. The Spirit is wisdom. Said, don't you try to make your charisma work. You need an anointing. And the charisma will mimic the anointing for a season. But you want to be anointed and not just be full of charisma, because with charisma will eventually manifest craftiness, which also resembles wisdom. They look the same, the darnel as well as the wheat. They both look the same, but one is a weed and the other one is full of nourishment. So if you're operating in craftiness, or you got charisma in your life, which you should have it, but it's not the dominant trait. You need the calling of God, and you need the Holy Spirit working with you with an anointing, and you need the wisdom of God. You will see with charisma eventually manifest craftiness. But what God wants us to do is stand in the wisdom of God, hallelujah, because it's going to make craftiness make sure the one that's using it is benefited. But wisdom edifies the entire body. Glory to God, hallelujah. You won't even know it until it's over. That's why you need wisdom. It's the principal thing of the first order. Look at verse 5 of the same chapter. That your faith, I didn't come to you with persuasive words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith. Notice, wisdom and faith of the first order should not be in the wisdom of men. In other words, you won't just look to a person every day to give you substance, a person every day. But notice, your faith would not be or rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Holy Spirit wants to take control now. Thank you, God. I give you the word, but on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning, you need to have the Holy Spirit resting fresh upon your heart, like the dew in the morning. Not a person in your face every morning, but Holy Ghost. waking you up in the morning saying, I missed you and I have instruction for you today, and I don't want you to go to that particular place. I want you to go over here, and you shouldn't wear that anymore. I want you to wear this, and you shouldn't say that anymore. You should say this, and you should hold back on that, but I want you to embrace this. Embrace the wisdom. Get back up and listen to the word. Wash yourself after a fall and keep moving forward. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And then in verse 6 of the same chapter, verse 6 is right there. However, when we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the ruler of this age who are coming to nothing. Notice, he's saying as you see a rise of wisdom, you will also see the age, the wisdom of the age trying to mimic it. Right? Therefore, you have to make a decision of whether you're going to be on that camp, in that camp, or in this camp. But he says the wisdom of this age is coming to what? Nothing. It will perish. But the wisdom of God is like a diamond. Hallelujah. Generation after generation after generation, it keeps shining. Ooh, help me, Jesus. Generation after generation after generation, it keeps on shining. Last verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is verse 13. Those things we also speak, not of the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which are the Holy Spirit's teachings. Comparing what? Spiritual to what? Spirit, right? Here's man. Man will will compare physical to spiritual all the time. But if you're operating in wisdom, you'll see the difference. It's comparing spirit to spirit. In other words, word to where God is taking you. Not your reality. Well, I know you. I know your house number. I know this, that. You don't need that to prove that you're a man or woman of God, because you compare spiritual to spirit, not carnal to spirit, or not things you know. So you'll say, wow, that's man's wisdom. You need to understand God knows things about his desire for you, and he wants you to know that, and where you are spiritually and where he's taking you spiritually. Thank you, Lord. Words of wisdom and words of knowledge prophetically released over your life, with wisdom guiding it so you can apply it to your life. God wants application, not just minds blown. Application, application, participation. Thank you, Lord. One of the first principles of biblical wisdom is that you reverence the Lord. I'll be talking about it at 11 o'clock today, that you reverence the Lord. Humble yourself before God. Reverence him in worship and in praise. And I want to encourage you this year, please make sure you're part of the worship service. You got to be involved. You have to be involved in worship, because that's the beginning of wisdom. Obedience to his commands are the beginning of wisdom. I would encourage you, I read Proverbs and the book of Psalm every month. I go through the entire 150 Psalms, which is divided into 5 books, and all 31 Proverbs every month. That's a part of my devotion. And I go through the Bible at least once a year, and I would encourage you to read the Word. Just by doing that, you're going to see how far you've drifted from the Scriptures. You'll be like, whoa, you're talking about Law of Moses. In the Law of Moses, women were not considered to be equal. I don't know why anybody would just want to go back to the Law of Moses without an understanding and interpretation of the dispensation of grace that we're in today. Why would anybody go to a church or Hebrew Israelites that want women to wear long dresses, but the men can do anything? Alphas barking at everybody, polygamy and all of that. But women are back in the ancient times. What is that? How do you even do that in America? The number one fastest growing religion in America right now, young black females are submitting to that. I'm amazed. But that's where it is today. You need to know that. Atlanta, Georgia, those churches are growing by leaps and bounds. Sit down, shut up, don't say nothing. I'm the man.
That's what's attracting them.
Yeah, I like a real man to tell me to sit down, shut up.
Wow. Now, why are you offended with me?
These are the fastest growing churches in America. That's what's happening with this generation. We need wisdom, man. We need wisdom, man. You don't want your woman in shoes like that, like bro gangs. You don't need that, boots and going way back to ancient mama days. You don't need that. Come on, we're liberated. Whom the Son sets free, they're what, free? Indeed. I'd rather have the wisdom of God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Positioned for the Promise series, Research and Development of Wisdom, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-0908. That's reference number 2201-0908. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visiting us on the web at truthrevealed.org. While you are on the website, keep an eye out for current events. Coming in February, we will be celebrating the Big Ten Ball. This is in honor of Bishop's 10th bishopric anniversary and will occur on February 25th. Tickets are $50 per person, and ticket sales end on February 13th, so log on to truthrevealed.org to purchase your ticket today. Unfortunately, same-day on-site entry will not be available. If booking a room at the host hotel, use code B10 as the special occasion group code. Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM. W234BI 94.7 FM and W264AS 100.7 FM.